Hello? Hello?
Yes. Did you check your balance, ma'am?
I did.
Okay, and
And
what is the
I
balance?
haven't rung them back, but all that's in it now is $35.74.
$35.74.
Yes.
On that card.
So, yes, so 400.
Yep.
400. Or might have been 300 removed because after taking the money out, but not that much.
Okay.
So money's been removed, and I was going to ring them back and find out how much and speak to them in person to get to run me through their recent transactions, and I was just about to do that when you rang me.
Oh my God. Wait, ma'am. The available balance that you got is only $35.
$35.74.
Okay.
Now I did put money in the other day, which paid for the interest owing, but I had other money in there,
Okay.
and after pay's removed some, but there should be at least $300 in there that would have been removed.
Okay, wait.
Roughly, as an estimate. So somebody's removed about $300.
Yeah, that's what we are
Or
talking about, ma'am. So until you get
Yeah,
any bank
that's right.
statement,
I realized that. I should have
okay.
found out who it was, but I haven't run it back.
Okay. And make sure, ma'am,
I think, yeah.
tomorrow we will be giving you a call back. Make sure you answer up the call, okay?
All right.
To check the update whether you receive the funds back or not, okay?
Saturday. Saturday
yes.
in the morning. Saturday morning.
Yes.
Well,
Saturday
I have an
morning.
Appointment. I have an appointment, so I won't be available. You'll have to ring me very early because I have an appointment at 10:30.
10:30. And what the time you will be back, ma'am?
I'll be back by early afternoon, but you probably won't be working then.
I do understand, ma'am. But I will try to call you up in the early morning if it will be possible. If good, if
yes.
not, ma'am, I will call you later or early, like in the evening, right?
And in the meantime, I'll find out about this missing money myself. I'll ring it back now.
Okay,
I'll get to check my transactions in the last 2 days.
Oh my God, perfect, ma'am. You are doing very good job. Not an issue, ma'am.
Well, I have to.
Now, what we are going to do is.
Yes.
Wait. Now, what you need to do is the. ANZ card is with you, ma'am, right now?
Is there a what, sorry?
ANZ card, your debit card or a credit
yes.
card?
Yes.
All right. You only got a debit card with the ANZ, right, ma'am?
That's right. No, they can't rob me from anywhere else.
That's the reason, ma'am. We are also just trying to secure each and everything to make sure that you won't face any sort of problem in the near future as well, okay?
Yes, I understand that.
The transaction which we have made, as you receive the cancellation details, again, the same way, you will be getting all the cancellation notification, okay?
Yes.
At your email, all right?
Yes, and I'll check with them now, and I'll know the source of where it's been removed and who's removed it. I'll be able to tell you that in the morning.
And tomorrow morning, if possible, ma'am, we will try to ring you up early in the morning. If not possible, we'll be ringing you up later, okay?
Right, all right then, fine.
Come out, you go to your, you make your appointment.
I can't change the appointment this day, I have to go.
Yeah, definitely, ma'am. You need to visit the appointment first. Now, can you enter
yes.
ANZ card details there? If the ANZ card is with you right now?
Yes.
All right, put the details.
What do you want to know?
No, you need to put the details there. No need to tell me anything over the recorded line, ma'am. Can you see it's asking you the number? Because
oh,
the
I see, yes. Yeah. Just
cancellation.
I'll put my card back again.
And apart from the ANZ and this Kohl's, you don't have any other cards, right, ma'am?
No.
Any other bank?
No, only my ANZ. Now, that's the payment and all that, the Visa card.
Okay.
And the MasterCard, that's not ANZ.
Put your ANZ card details.
Right. Well, there's no, I can't. It's come up as some credit.
Wait. Can you see card number? Now you can type the number while seeing your card.
All right. Okay.
4-6, starting up with 4-6, right?
Oh, you're talking about the... Oh, yeah.
The A and Z. The A and Z, not the old one. Yeah.
Well, that's not that number anyway.
Okay. Just put down the number. Put down the number there. Don't read out.
It's a very long...
Yeah, put
very
down.
Long number.
Okay.
I can go and ring them up, and I can go and see them anyway myself. I can check with them myself anyway tomorrow morning.
Definitely, ma'am.
I can check with my cancellation,
ma'am, that we are doing, and tomorrow we will just ring you up to get an update, all right? To check whether everything is
fine. I'll check with the ANZ. I'll check with them in the morning.
Okay, now you can put the numbers there, your card number.
Well, it's very long.
Yeah, what is the number? Can you slowly tell me
so
where I put it?
I never use it anyway. I can go into the bank in the morning and find out.
But tomorrow is Saturday. Might be the banking.
They're open until midday.
Okay.
In the morning. I can check with that myself.
This is the card number only that you got?
Yeah, that's the card number then, yeah.
And can you put the expiry and the CVV? Key card. 5-6.
It's very unusual. Oh, that's the beginning and it ends. It's valid for most states. And there's no seed. Yeah, there is one. I can't see that.
You don't have a CVV with the... Is this the card with the
I've got a CVV number, but I've also got trying to put in the... This is only valid from a certain... Oh, wait, I'll put that in. It's valid until this date, which has got...
If the card is with you right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to key it in.
Okay, wait. You can take a picture of your card, ma'am. It will be automatically coming up. Wait. Put the card on the flat surface. I'm helping you to take a picture of your card. Okay?
Okay.
Put the card on a flat surface.
Yes, I have.
Right. Yeah, wait.
Right. You've got it. Okay?
Yeah. Wait.
You've got it?
Yeah, we have got it. Wait, ma'am. Wait.
Right.
It'll be coming up. The image will be coming up there.
Wait. Yeah, there's no money in here. You got it. There's no money in there, right? Touch. 100
Right. Wait, ma'am, wait. Wait. Don't do anything. Leave your phone. Leave your phone.
You got it?
Yeah, can you see the image of your card, ma'am?
Yes. I've got it here. Have you got it?
Yeah. Now what you need to do, you need to take a picture on the back of the card, ma'am.
The back as well?
Yeah, on the back side.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, can you see the camera has been opened up?
Yeah, I'm still right up doing it now. Do you want a photo of my cat as well? Oh, yeah, I can't be able to go. Come on.
Yes, we have clicked the picture, ma'am. Don't worry, the picture is already there.
Oh, so the back of it as well.
Wait, now leave the phone. Leave your phone. Leave the finger from your phone.
I have. I don't like giving you all this info. I don't know where it's going.
Because, ma'am, the day you have received the call from the Telstar, they have made everything suspicious for you, ma'am. The people you received the call, you have received the from the Telstar.
Yes.
From there, each and every problem has been get started for you, ma'am.
And have other people been affected by this too?
Yeah, your information has been already tried to be used by them.
Right. Yeah. I never got into Telstar to go to feed them about that myself, physically.
And tomorrow you will be getting back the funds. You will be get credited each and every money which has been tried to taken by those people. Make sure that.
I'm going to ring Coles now and get the speak to them in detail.
Yeah, and you need to tell them, ma'am. You need to tell them without my permission. There was an order made for a Coles gift card. Okay.
Yes. I will do.
And as I have I have not ordered the gift card from the Coles, so I just want 1,000 refund back right now. Tell them, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Just
tell them yes, day before or in the last couple of days I have received the call. All right?
Yes. Okay.
So what you need to do, just wait. Don't hang up. The technician will be helping you up.
Okay, now what you can see on the screen?
Nothing. Credit debit card.
Okay, you just open up the Any Desk. Go to the Any Desk.
Again.
Yeah, open
again,
up.
Again, in there. Right. Yes.
And once you see the number is there, 283-267-0988, let me know.
Press
yeah, open that, Any Desk.
Rodeo. I've done that.
Now, do you see the number is showing you there your address?
No. Copy address, please.
And you can see the numbers, right?
Now I've got security warning.
Click on I trust this call.
Yeah, when it comes up. Okay, I've done that.
Now click both the check boxes and click on accept.
Start now recording.
Start now.
Rodeo,
Now click on both three dots. Click on permission.
Permissions?
Yes.
Yes.
And then?
Scan protection.
Scam protection, click on full access.
Okay, close. Right.
Yeah, full access, then close.
Right. I'll be able to do your job soon.
Okay, now leave the finger.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, just wait.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
All right, ma'am, as I told you, this is David Mitchell, the senior manager. Now, Once you call up those calls, just tell them without my permission there was $1,000 tried to be purchased for some gift card. So I see the order has been cancelled up, and I have complained for that order, and I haven't received the money back into my account. So just tell them, do me a favor, just refund all the money back to me right now. Okay, tell them.
Me, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't have been able to take it out anyway. There's not enough in there. You there?
Okay, now what you need to do, ma'am, no need to do anything, just wait, be online, okay? And don't call them right now. We are getting some threats, so please do not try to use your network.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes.
All right. What you need to tell them, ma'am, you need to just tell them the $1,000, there was two gift cards ordered behind me, right? And without my permission, they tried to make this payment. So I have canceled this order, so I haven't received the refund back yet. So you need to just tell them, so I want the refund right now. And once they will tell you, they will ask you some details, tell them yes. Like in the last couple of days, I was receiving some phone calls, and I have, by mistakenly, they tell me like they are from the Telstra, and they have made this payment for them, right? And just tell them to refund you the money back right now. Once you will be done with them, hang up on them, call up that number back again, check the balance once you get the refund or not. If you will not getting the refund today, might sure that tomorrow morning you will be get it back, all right?
All right, then. Thank you.
All right. So right now you will be calling up them, and after a couple of minutes, I will be ringing you back again, okay?
Yeah. And although they can't remove $1,000 because there wasn't $1,000 in there to use.
No, ma'am.
There was only $400.
Yeah, yeah. But there was also an order made of $1,000. So just ask them for what the purchase made of $1,000. Okay.
I'll find out about that. All right.
It was Apple iTunes gift card, ma'am. Tell them there was two Apple iTunes gift card, which has been ordered fraudulently. Somebody has tried to cheat me up, and I have cancelled that order, and I have not get the refund yet. So I want the refund right now. Just tell them. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Right. Bye. All
right. Bye. Once you're done with them, we'll ring you back. Okay.
Right. Tonight.
Yeah. Right now. Just call them right now, and I will giving you a call back in 20 minutes, ma'am. 15 to 20 minutes.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Have a nice. All right. You can hang up now, ma'am.
I'm going to.